want me to check, then you can send me an early version of this. But if anything changes, you need to send me a later updated. So in other words, you said that you haven't finished this.
Right.
So if you send me the sheet with everything else, I can verify that we're in sync. And then you can send it back with the final, with this address added. Okay? But I want the most up-to-date version coming in with the final if you have made changes to it. So you're going to go through and you're going to tell me, I sent this, I sent this, I sent this. The best plan is to tell me the grade you got, but if you don't keep track of that, that we can live with, I can live with just that you got it. But it's best if you send me the grade. So you're going to go through the status sheet, fill it out, and send that to me. Okay. Now, they've changed the rules. I cannot withdraw you. Okay? They changed the rules on this. I used to send people an email and say, if you're not passing, you want a W or an F. I can't do that anymore. And you can't withdraw anymore either. After week 10, I believe. So you can't withdraw either, so my only option is to give an F. Okay? Huh? If you have not passed the course. Yeah.
The web JavaScript web assignment, how much does that count towards a grade? It's not, you said it doesn't count as much as the website itself.
No, it doesn't, and I don't honestly remember. I haven't figured out the weights of things. But let's say, I think it's under 10%.
Okay.
Do you think any of us are actually in danger of failing, though?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's in need.
Okay. And you've got a week to do all of this stuff. I said I would take a couple of things late, and by that I mean two. Okay? I would take up to two things late, but, because everything is due May 10th, which is this
Thursday,
because that's the last day of class. Okay? So, for me. So everything's due May 10th. I will take a couple of things over the weekend. Okay, so if you, and if you've got three things and you send it to me, I will probably cave and look at the three things, okay? But I want, if you give me a whole semester's worth of work, which people have done in the past, I will correct it with the same diligence that they did in doing it, i.e. when I get around to it, and they won't get a grade, okay, until I get around to it. So if I get around to it in February, I mean, well, we're in June now. If I get around to it in August, that's when I get around to it. Okay, but if somebody sends me an entire semester's worth of work, then, you know. They flunked up until the time I get around to looking at it. Okay. But I have a lot of correcting to do in the last time. Okay, so that's the status sheet. The final is out there. And there's a variety of things on the final. Two of the questions that count a lot are to research ways to attract people to your site and write about that. And then the second one is to research how you can get good placement.
Is this like a paper we're supposed to type out?
Yeah.
You
want to
print out?
No, just, you know, I want it sent to me via email. Remember, I am not going to be here for your final, and you're not going to be here for your final.
Right.
Okay,
right.
The final is an online final.
Okay. There is no, it's not how long it is, it's more about the content.
That's right, absolutely.
We can be simple, but it's just...
That's right. I just want some meaningful content.
Okay.
As I said, when I was in college, I learned how to pad a paper, and I'm sure you are all capable of padding a paper. So if you have 2 pages worth of things to say and somebody says they want 3 pages, you know how to stuff things in there to get up to 3 pages. Okay? You've been doing that for many years, I'm sure. So I'm not interested in length. To me, that's a really ridiculous valuation, because as I said, I could turn a 10-page paper into a 20-page paper if you asked me to. You know, and it's all going to be nonsense, the last 10 pages. You know, you can stretch out sentences and you can do all kinds of neat tricks to make it a lot longer.
Right.
Okay, what I want is content. And so I want to know something about how you're going to get better placement. Okay? Some of the things you can read about how to do placement. Then the other questions are, in this one I said explain the following code. And so I'm basically asking you to explain. Now these links don't work. These are just things that I want you to explain what the code is going to do. These are not links that work, okay? But I want you to explain what the code is. Then I asked you to write a few answers. I keep going over to that. About CSS. I asked you again another question about CSS. Then I asked you to write the code, which would mean I want code that means HTML or JavaScript or whatever you decide you need to do. I asked you to write code for these different things, okay, for an audit list at the beginning. So you're doing an audit list and setting up 3 radio buttons and doing a DOM thing. And then I asked you to debug a few things, write a little bit more code, and a little bit more DOM. Okay, now, bear in mind, as you're doing this, that your final is only worth 10% of your grade. So your JavaScript project that you're doing is worth more than the exam. Okay, so keep that in perspective. This exam is worth 10% of your grade. Okay? And so homeworks are due, usually run around 4%. Okay, so it's worth about 2.5 homeworks or something on that order. So just keep that in mind as you're doing the final, that it's only 10%. And so even if you don't get the best grade on the final, it's more, the point I'm trying to make is it's more important to do an okay job on the final and get a bunch of homework missing if you're prioritizing. Okay, because because homework is worth, as I said, homework averages around 4 points for homework. Sometimes it's 3, sometimes it's 5, depending on the intensity of the homework assignment and how much there is to do. Some of the little in-class ones run 2 or 3 points, whereas a homework where you did a lot of work runs 4 or 5. So keep that in mind as you balance and figure out where your priorities lie.
What's
the
website worth?
I can't remember, but it's higher than 10, or it's more like 15 to 20. Uh-huh. It's somewhere in there. Okay. So that's worth a more substantial amount.
And the JavaScript website, I suppose, doesn't have to be something crazy.
No, it just has to meet the requirements that I said.
Okay.
And lots of people just do a page, or maybe 2 pages, that literally just do my requirements. And they don't worry about how it looks. They don't worry about anything. They just do a page.
Okay?
And that's okay.
Perfect.
The first one you know, I want to look good.
Right, no, I got it.
The other thing is, I'm judging on look good as in a website that's usable, that people, I'm not judging you on art. I'd be a fraud if I said I was going to judge you on art. Okay, I can't do that. I'm judging you on, is the page usable? Is it, you know, can I move and manipulate around in it? Does it look nice? Does it meet the kind of standards that you have when you look at web pages? I mean, there's some that look totally amateur hour, and then there's others that look more professional. And yours look more professional. Anyway, so that's where you are at. Oh, good heavens. Okay, it is not due December 18th by
10:30. Wait, what? December 18th? Oh, sweet. That doesn't finish it. We got half a year.
Yeah. As you well know, I put the date up there. When is it due? May 14th?
I
copied and pasted that part.
Was it the 10th? Okay. I think
so
it was Thursday.
Okay, so that's obviously...
It says final exam due Monday the 14th.
That's right, exactly.
It says on the website.
That's right.
May 14th, 10:30.
Yeah, and I, you know, changed that to say, see me during the week of May 8th, and then I did not notice that it was due in December.
Yeah.
Okay. Obviously, it is not due in September and December. Copy and paste is a wonderful thing. Okay. So it is due. Huh?
That's only fixing your copy, isn't it?
Yeah, but you can sit on the front page. That's fine.
And then everyone who like doesn't see your company, everyone who doesn't go to class, is going to be like...
Anybody that has any ounce of modicum of common sense knows that the exam is not due in December. And if you're too stupid to know that, then you don't deserve to pass the course. Okay?
You get one email on like December, and then you're like, well, I don't know why it's in December.
I'll make a joke about that. I'll write that down somewhere. And I'll send it to
her. Feel free.
I'll send a second.
She'll go back and change your grade. So you're like, you'll check and be like, oh, I passed this grade. Say your grade's an F.
Are we done having fun?
Yeah, that's
fine. We're going over Dom.
What?
Are we going over Dom still or not?
Yes, we're going to go over a little bit. Okay, anybody got any questions? I will be here for Open Labs both Tuesday and Thursday from 9:30 to 3:30. We're going to be thrown out of this room about 2 on Tuesday. So we'll go find another room. And it will probably be 104 because 104 looks like it's available. But if we don't, I will leave a note on my door, which is K112, telling where I am. Or you can just walk around and look for you and lose your eye. Okay, but we'll go to another lab because they gave this room away for 2:00 tomorrow.
So what time is the lab supposed to go for on Tuesday, Thursday?
9:30 in the morning till 3:30 in the afternoon. It's on my website.
On the website, is it?
And it doesn't have a December date. I'll see you for Christmas.
You just liked our class so much you wanted to go until next year.
That's right. But if you look at the page up here, it says 9:30 to 3:30-ish. And I said, your final is scheduled for 10:30 on, so it has to be sent to me by that
That's at night, or 10:30 like p.m. or a.m. I don't know, I work in the morning.
It's almost why you bother putting 10:30 in the morning, because realistically, I'm not going to do any work that
early.
Well, let's talk about what the college does. 10:30 at night. Wait a minute, 10:30 at night for 2 hours,
that means they're going to close down the college at 12:30 in the morning the next day? I don't think so, guys.
I think it's different. There's something about it. We're looking at AM for all that time. I know. It's not to be anything about 9 o'clock. I'm like, okay, cool.
Let's to see. Be fair, all my online classes, I always push them up.
All right, moving right along. Wake me when it's over. So that's where you stand. Questions on that, or other than ridiculous ones?
How many questions is the exam back down? I don't know if you said that already.
I think there were 10 questions.
All right.
Okay, so now we're going to look at a little more dorm, and then you're going to have the rest of the time to work on homework or make jokes. If you'd like to pass the course, then I would suggest that you maybe do the work on homework as opposed to the make jokes. But hey, whichever. Okay? So I'm scrolling down through, I went to JavaScript, and I'm scrolling down to DOM examples. And there's a few in here that we didn't do last time.
Box.
What?
Is this a box?
Yes. Today is not an open lab day.
Open lab is Tuesday, man.
Yep. Okay.
Well, it's for all your classes, the open lab, isn't it?
The open lab's on Tuesday and Thursday for all my classes. But this one is just for you, mainly because we missed some time and I wanted to get through a few things. That one we already looked at. That was the one we looked at. So I'm starting with DOM Basic 2 and just running through a few more DOM things because you're going to be asked some questions about that. Okay, so this is DOM 2, I believe was what it was called, DOMBasics2.html. Okay, so if I view my page source for this, okay, so I started out, and I have set up two things with IDs right up at the top. Okay, first of all, actually, I should back up. I've got a little bit of style in here. So I put in style for a paragraph is red, and you can tell which thing is a paragraph because it's red. Okay, so that's a paragraph. Then I went down and I said, okay, here's an H1, and that says this is a web page. Then I set up two divisions, okay, and I gave them each an ID. And the first division I call course code, and that is up here, and it says CIS 122, Internet Developer. The next division I call description. And I put a description in, just the very beginnings of the description. Then I set up another division, and that division doesn't have an ID, it's just a division. And then, we're going to skip the script for a minute, I've got another division down here that I did put an ID on. Okay? So if I put an ID on it, I can get to it with the get element by ID. But this time, instead of using get element by ID, I said get element by tag name. And the tag name is division. So what I wanted to do when I came in here into the script is I said, I want to find all of the things that have a division tag. Okay? A division tag. And so if I look at them, there's 1, 2, 3,
four, where is it? There it is, four. Four that have a division tag. Okay? So result is going to be get elements by tag name, and it is going to set up an array. Okay? We've got delayed reactions here, apparently. So it is going to set up an array of all of these different tags, divisions. So the first one is going to go in there, and it's going to say CIS-122. The next one is going to go in there, and it's setting up four different areas because there are four division tags. So it sets up an array all by itself. I didn't have to do it. And the array holds each of the four that I gave the division tag to. Okay? And I called this result. Getting some rather strange things happening. So I called that result. So I said result, document get elements by tag name, and it set up the tags. And it set it up. Then I said, okay, course description. I said document write. I'm still in the script. I said to a course description. Okay? Make this a paragraph. And so it said, okay, wait a minute, paragraphs are red, and they're double the size, so this is going to be red and double the size. And then it said, okay, now put after it result one. Okay.
So let me go back and just pull this over so you can see. Result one is this.
Okay, result one. Show me result one. Well, if I set up an array, the first one is going to be 0, 1, 2, and 3. And the one that has the second one down is result one. Okay? And it's going to be the second one down, so it's going to say this course and then the rest of it. So I write out course description plus whatever is in the result with an index of 1. And what's in there is this course, because 0 gets the CIS-122 Internet Developer. 2 got that. 3 gets note that I am. And 4 is now I am. So those are the four things that are in the array. So when I say get me result 1 the inner HTML, it gets this is course, whatever. And it writes it down and then it concatenates it with the close of the paragraph. So it's all in red. Okay? So this course ended up being displayed right there. Okay. So the get elements by tag name made an array of all of the divisions and the content of all the divisions. Then when I said show me result with an index of 1, it showed me this course is whatever. If I had said, show me result with an index of 3, what would it have said?
A note. It would have said, what's on 2 over there?
That's 2. I want 3.
Right.
So 3 would have showed me the now I'm going to go and do a for loop. 2 would have showed me note that I'm going to use DOM. And 0 would have showed me CIS-122 Internet Developer. Okay?
So then I went and said, okay, how many are there? And I said, document right the result length.
So that means this is result, its length is 4, because there were 4 elements in it. So you can see the 4 over there. Then I said, okay, 4, and I set an index, and I said, for I equals 0. So I is going to start out at 0, yeah.
Why did they use, is there a reason why they use I for, because I see that a lot.
Just, it's common practice more than anything else. Somebody many, many, many years ago decided that I stood for index, and so they would use I. And all the rest of us follow suit because we see all the examples with I, so we start doing it. Now, the problem with I, and it's clearly came before computers were being used to write code, the problem with I is that the fixits on Microsoft would like to change it to a capital I whenever you write it. So I is not probably a great thing to use because you run into problems of it getting changed sometimes to a capital I. So maybe it would be better to use a J or a K or whatever you want to use, or an X. But anyway, I gets used a lot. So I said, start I at 0. Do it while I is less than result length, and we know result length is a 4. And then I plus plus is the same as writing I equals I plus 1. Okay? I plus plus is the same as saying I equals I plus 1. It's adding 1 to I. So I am going to write out document result I. So the first time through, I is a 0, so I write CIS Internet Developer. Then it adds 1 to I is a 1, it writes out this is the course. This course emphasizes. Add 1, it writes out note that I'm going to use. Add 1, it writes out now, I'm going to do a for loop. So basically it writes them all out, because just to show you how it goes through that. So I have 3 different things. I can say get element by ID, which is the one that's used the most often. Get element by name, meaning I would have to set up name instead of ID. And then I've got get element by tag name, which lets me say, I want to look at all the things that have a division tag, or I want to look at all the things that have a paragraph tag, or whatever you want to do. Okay? So those are some of the... Again, what DOM gives you is the power to access your code and kind of manipulate it. And DOM does that for you, like it or not. That's what DOM has to offer. Questions?
Yeah. So you gave us a DOM assignment?
Yep.
And this is basically what that was with the assignment. Because I didn't quite understand it. Because you put a link that sends us to a different page on your website.
Let me go and look.
Did you guys do the DOM
assignment? I know
what you're talking about. It's a great... It's a calc average.
Okay, the DOM assignment.
Yes.
And we will wait 10 minutes while it decides whether or not to open it in Word.
Eventually. So I said modify this program to use get element by ID.
So you go find that program. Okay, fine. And control followed by click will bring it up. And what I want you to do is not use document write, but I want you to use the get element by ID to write something out. Okay, what was this? It was a page, so I'll open it with Firefox. Okay. Okay, so I have a dot of document writes here. And instead of doing a document write, I want you to set it up so that it will get, so that you can use the get element by ID in order to write it out. Okay, so if we go back and look at some examples, if we look at some of the first examples that I gave you in DOM that you've already had, enter the first number 4, enter the next number 5, and then I write two things out. Okay? So back when I originally gave you this problem, I did it with document write when I wrote the things out. But this time I'm doing it with document get element by ID. So I'm setting up the two places where I want to write something, which are these two places, and I'm giving them an ID. And then when I come down here, I say get element by ID, only answer. So use this spot. Change its inner HTML. Well, it doesn't have any, but if it had some inner HTML there, that's what I'd be changing. And change it to answer. So put answer there. So I end up seeing answer, which is, when I added the two numbers, apparently 20, so I see a 20. And then I said, okay, now the put here, I want to change its inner HTML. Again, there isn't anything there. And I wanted to say the answer is concatenated with answer, and it does that. So instead of using the document write to write things out, I'm using the get element by ID and setting up a place for them to put it. Okay? So I'm doing a get element by ID and setting that up. So if I look at the next one, okay, 5, 6, an asterisk I'm putting there, and the answer is 30. So again, in the original version that I gave you, I used a document write. But here I said, set up a place called result where I want to put the answer and put it as the answer is and put the answer in there. So I'm using it instead of a document write. I think this one actually does the same thing. Actually, I'm going to get out of this one because this one takes forever. Okay, so that's the way that I can do it. And then if I come down here, I had one where I pass the function, and this one uses blocks. So I wanted to show you that one, and that's similar to the example I had to fix, is to have text boxes. So if I look at this, and say view page source. Okay. Instead of doing document rights, come on, I can do this. Maybe I can't. Why does it keep leaving me? All right, I won't move it, but I want to move it. Maybe that's the way to do it. There. That works. So instead of doing document right, I'm saying document get element by ID, get whatever is in first in, and get its value. Because remember, when I'm using text boxes have lots of properties. So I have to say get its value. So if I put in here John Doe and I click, I'm saying hello, John Doe. So what I'm doing is saying hello, concatenated with document get element by ID first in, so it gets John. Okay, the value in there is John, plus a space, plus get element by ID last in, okay? And so I have the value of that, and then I say, okay, find the place called name out, which is this place right here, and put the value of full name. So I took up here and I put full name together. Hello, concatenated with John, concatenated with the space, concatenated with Go. And then I said, okay, now put out full name. And I put it into the boxes. Okay? So that means that I had to, in order for this to work, I had to tell it where first in was, because I'm saying use the ID first in. I had to tell it where last in was, because I said use the ID last in. And I had to tell it where name out was, so that I could put it into the box name out. Okay, so I had to tell it all that. So if I scroll down here, you see all of those things. You see first in. Okay, there's first in. ID equals first in. ID equals last in. ID equals name out. So I have all of those places that I can go. Okay? So I had to set up an ID for the areas that I wanted to use. And then I said, okay, now concatenate them together. Does that answer that question?
Yeah.
Okay. And I can actually move that up so you can see everything. Okay, so get element by ID first in. That says, okay, go find first in. There it is. It's a text box. I'm going to take what's in that text box. I'm going to take the value specifically. The value is what's in the text box. Yes, no, maybe? Okay. So that's that question. And then I had other things in here. I said fix the program, so I'm having you do some debugging. And then I said, okay, write code that tests the following document length. Well, the one we just finished looking at had a document, had a length thing, okay?
So I did a division link or something using our HTML, use an external JavaScript, which we looked at last week, change some text to other text using DOM features. So if you set up something with an ID and then you put words in there, it changes the inner HTML, so it changes the words. And inserting text into a page using DOM does the same thing. So those are the examples we just looked at where I said ID equals, and I set up an area, like a division. And I said, if there's nothing in it, then it just puts something in. If there's something already there, it replaces it.
So that third part is not going to be added to the top. It's just a whole different.
That's a different question.
So
right.
Documents.
The first one was to fix a program. Yeah. The other two are correct something, and then the third is write something that includes those.
Okay. And those things included is what we're correcting in the two sides.
Say that again.
And what we're the third part we're adding is things that we are correcting on the first part of the sentence.
No, the third part is a totally separate part. Just do this. Okay, the first one.
Yeah, that's correct.
Is actually modify. Mm-hmm. It's a working program, and I said modify it. So that it didn't have any DOM in it, but I want you to, wherever there's a document write, I want you to substitute it in DOM. To write it out using the use ID, get element by ID. And then these are ones that are errors that I want you to try to fix. Okay, and write. Questions. Okay. Idea what I'm closing, but at this point I might as well just close everything and go back. Okay, the next thing, I think I wanted to look at one or two more DOM things, and then we're going to stop. Okay, this is using DOM to change some stuff. So I started out with it saying web page, and then I've got something that says change the header. Okay? So if I click on change the header, okay, I've got a little form down there, and the only thing in the form is that button.
No, I actually didn't have to put it in a form. I could have just put the button up there. But I started a form, and I put the button up there. And I said, change the header. So go do the on-click. When I click the button, it does the function called change header. So I come up here, and change header says, change the body style background color to yellow. Okay? So change the background color to yellow. Then it says, get element by ID header, okay? And style font family is going to be Verdana. And then I am saying web paging showing the use of DOM. So here is my ID called header. And my ID called header has the words web page. So I'm saying, okay, find that ID called header, which it finds. Change the font family, the style font family to Verdana. So whatever it is, the default, I'm changing it to Verdana. And then I'm saying, okay, now change the inner HTML, which is one of those things I asked you to do down below. Change the inner HTML to say web page showing use of DOM. So that means it's going to come up here where it said web page, and it's now going to say web page showing use of DOM. It is changing the web page.
I quite don't understand how you changed it. If you could just scroll down where it says inner HTML on the document.
Say that again. Because I'm at the bottom.
Oh, okay. On the assignment in the homework, it says you have to change the inner.html.
That's when, this is how I'm changing the inner HTML. Because the inner HTML right now says web page. There's an H1. It has an ID equal to header. So that's the spot. And it has web page. And so I'm changing web page. And I'm changing it because I'm changing the inner HTML of header. So this H1 is named header. I'm changing its inner HTML. Now, if I had nothing there, it would substitute nothing and put web page showing use of DOM. So it's going to put web page showing use of DOM in that H1. If I have something there, it replaces it. If there was nothing there, it adds it. So that header will now say web page showing use of DOM. Okay? So if I come over here and click on this, it did. Okay, it now has changed it. So it is now saying web page showing use of DOM, and it now has a background color of yellow, and I'm going to assume that it changed the font family to Verdana. The font family looks slightly different, so I'm assuming it changed it to Verdana. Okay. So I'm taking that area, the H1 has a name of header, and if I find that find element by ID, when I find that header, I can change its style, font family, and I can change its inner HTML, which means its content. And I can change its content to say web page showing use of DOM. Okay? And if there were nothing there, so the last two things in part three, one of them said put some DOM in to change something, and one said put some DOM in that wasn't there. So if there was nothing here, then it would still work just fine, and I'd see exactly the same results. It just wouldn't have seen anything when I first loaded the page, because it would have been empty. But the result of clicking would have got me exactly the same result.
Okay? Is everybody comfortable with that? And let's see, this one just has two images on it. Okay, so there are my two images. So I set up my images, and I said image ID is up, and the other image's ID is down, because it's upside down. And the source is two different images, and the alt that I put in there, if the images didn't show, the alt would. So if you have images shut off or something. Then I said, okay, come down here, and this time I did document rights, just to show you that you can kind of intermingle this stuff a little bit. So I said, do document rights. Document images length, and it came up with a two, because there's two that have a tag of image, right? There's two that have a tag of image. Then I said, okay, now write, show me the first image's ID. Okay, document write, the document images. Zero, because I know that since there are two images, it's set up an array of two. And the first one was up, and the next one was down. And so when I asked it to show me images zero, the ID in there is up. And when I ask it to show me images one, the ID is down. And then I said, document right when this was last modified. And apparently I modified this one in 2014, on November 2014. Okay. So that is going back and saying I can do this with a document right. Document right can also see the array of images. And there's just one or two more, and then we will call it quits. Okay, this one is the same one, except now instead of using document write, I use get element by ID. Well, it's not exactly the same, but it's close.
So I said, get element by ID. So instead of using document write, I said, get element using ID. So what I did here, and this kind of shows you the flexibility, is I have the images, the two images, the way I had them before.
So there are the two images. And then I said, okay, now I'm going to set up a paragraph that I'm going to call LEM.
Now, notice there's nothing in these. Okay, they're just paragraphs. And at this point, there is nothing in them when I start out. But as soon as I run this, something goes in them because I execute the script. And the script wasn't based on me clicking on something, it's just there. And so it's going to run the script. So I set up a place called length. I set up a place called first, next, and mod. So the first one that I set up is, this one is called length. Okay. This one is called first.
Love when that happens. Okay.
So I can't touch that. But supposedly this will work. If I come over here and do first. The next one is called next. Oops. I think I'll just stop doing this.
I didn't touch it that time, did I? I must have.
Yeah, you did.
Oh, well.
If you get a little bit, half an inch closer, it pulls on the
pencil. Right.
Because it's a circle.
So there's next. And then the last one is mod. Okay, so this one is mod. This one is length. This one is first. This one is next. Okay, so those are my paragraphs set up. So after I get the paragraph set up, I said, okay, set up a variable called when, and make the variable called when contain the document last modified. Okay, when it was last modified. And this one was modified last this November, okay, in 2017. Then I said, okay, now, document get element by ID mod. Well, this is the paragraph called mod down here. And so it puts the last modified date in down there. So it's not doing them in order, it's filling them in by their name. And I set up mod 4th, but I ended up using it first when I said change its inner HTML to contain when, so it contains the date. And then I said, okay, variable long equals how many images there are, which is 2. And then I said, okay, find the element by ID called length, which is the top one, and put the inner HTML with the long. So it puts a 2 in there. And then I said, okay, now on the one, set up image 1, get me the ID for the first image. And the ID for the first image is up, so it puts up into first. Image 1 into first. And then it puts image 2 into next, and image 2 is document images modified by 1, so it's the second image. So essentially, I can set up my page and then go and do a script to put things in various places on my page, which I can't do in Document Write. In Document Write, I put things out in order, okay? But with this, I can set up a spot. And then later on in my page, I can fill that spot. So I can fill them in strange orders. And I have more control. Does that make sense?
You just keep reloading the page and like the time goes continuously.
Say that again?
You just keep reloading the page and like the time at the bottom goes continuously.
That's right. Not on this one, because this was last modified, and it keeps the last modified. If I've gotten current date, and I don't remember what it is, current, I think is the word, but anyway, there's a way to get the current date, and then it would change constantly. And in fact, that's something that you should consider when you're talking about what makes a good web page, because I always look at that. And if I go to a page and I want current information, I want to see a modified that's sometime in 2017, 2018. And if I don't see that, then I think, okay, this isn't the current information. And so I screen a page for certain types of things. When I want current information, I screen a page for when it's got up there as its date that it was last modified. Because it was last modified in 2000. It's kind of old. Okay, so on this one, and then that's the only Okay, what did I do with it? There it is. So if I do a view source, because I think I lost it. There. Okay, so I again went back to a document right on this one, and I went back and forth between them. And on this one I did a document write out the image, okay? And then I said, okay, document write the image length. And you can see them down below that there are four images, because I put in four images. Way down at the bottom where it says four, and then I said, tell me the first one and the second one, and it gives me the idea of up and down. Okay. So I wrote these out in HTML up here, and I put them out in document write version down there. So both of them generated images, but they generated it once in HTML and once in script, in JavaScript. And so I put out the images both ways, one in HTML and one in JavaScript. Okay, that's what I wanted to go over. And we're done at 12:15, so the rest of the time is yours to ask questions, work on stuff, and all that. I've got a meeting at 2 that I've got to go to, but I am around until then, so get caught up. The